Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Heavenly Father, we pray, O God, that the words spoken will be yours, that you will speak to each of our hearts and each of our minds. Help us, O Lord, to serve you in all ways. Serve you in thought, word, and deed. And I pray, O God, and we commit this service to you, not only the rest of it, but all the days of our life. And we pray, O God, that you will enlighten our hearts and open them to see the fullness of your mystery and the fullness of your joy. In Jesus' name, amen. The reading of the scripture for today is found in John chapter 9, beginning at verse 24. Let us stand at reading of God's holy word. Chapter 9 of John, beginning at verse 24. So they again called a man who was blind and said to him, "Give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered and said, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, but now I see." Then they said to him again, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I told you before, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this man, we do not know where he is from." The man answered and said to them, "Why, this is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who has been born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered and said to him, "You were completely born in sin, and you are teaching us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking to you." Then he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. These were thy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. You may be seated. We look at this portion of scripture, and it's only a short portion of what Jesus did with the blind man. But we also look back into Isaiah, and we see how God spoke through Isaiah to us and to the people of Isaiah's day, telling them that Christ was coming, that he would open the doors of the, or open the doors or the windows or the eyes of the blind, that the deaf would hear his word, that the people would realize Christ had been sent to earth. And this is not only telling us about the first coming of Christ, but also the second coming. We find when Christ comes again, his word and his kingdom has already spread, and he has taken the kingdom from Satan, and he has given it to God the Father. And as he turns it over to God the Father again completely, it says, then God will send his Son into the world to judge the world. We find that the great white throne judgment is coming, and it's coming to those who do not believe. Those who do believe and have Christ as their personal Lord and Savior will miss the second resurrection. That first resurrection is a believer that has Christ in their heart and in their life. And God is telling us in Isaiah to listen and to hear what God is saying to us through the scripture, that we are to study it and we are to learn and we are to obey what he wants us to do and say. He wants us to step out of our comfort zone and be willing to stand up for him. In Turkey, if you were to go there, they would ask you to fill out an ID card. And that ID card will tell if you're a Hebrew, if you're a Christian, if you're a Buddha, if you are Hindu, or if you're a Muslim. And if you write Christian on that card and you have the same qualifications as a Muslim for a position in the physical world, or even better qualifications than a Muslim, 9 chances out of 10, they will not hire you because you are saying, I am a Christian. I am following Jesus Christ. I have Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. He has opened my eyes. He has opened my ears. And he has opened my understanding that I can understand and see the mysteries that God has for us. As we look into Corinthians, we see Paul talking to the Christians. And he's saying, if you don't have Christ in your heart, you will not understand the mysteries of God, because the mysteries of God comes to you through the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit living in you, you will find that it is foolishness unto you, some of the things that people claim in the Bible. Yet we find Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me. Take my yoke upon you, for my burden is light, and I will teach you by giving you the Holy Spirit. My Father and I will come and abide in you, and therefore your body becomes the temple of God, and we are told to take care of the temple of God. Paul tells them, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and nor has been put into the heart of man the things that God has for us in heaven. We see little glimpses of heaven, but we see so much more in Scripture. The warning to those who do not believe, the warning to those who do not want to accept Jesus Christ, the warning to those who put this world's goods ahead of Jesus, and therefore they become idols, and therefore they become the things that people worship because they want more of. God says to Paul, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul says, I want this thorn removed from my side. We don't know just what it was. We have an idea, but we don't know. And God says, my grace is sufficient for you. I will teach you. And that thorn in your side will keep you humble. And remember, God is looking out for our comfort, our care, our eternal security, the one he wants us home in heaven with him. God says, I am sending Jesus, my son, into the world to die for the world and reconcile the world back to me. And this blind man, as he was taken by other people to the Pharisees and the Sadducees along with all the man-made laws that they had made, refused to acknowledge Jesus Christ. Even though John the Baptist, a couple different times, he had said, "Behold the Son of God, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. He will die on Calvary's cross, and he'll do it for you and for me." He wants you to acknowledge he is the Son of God. The Pharisees asked Jesus, "What work is it that you want us to do?" And Jesus says, "The work of God is to believe on his Son, Jesus Christ." And so many times we say, "Oh, I believe, but..." He didn't say but or if. Last week we talked about five of the different ifs in the Bible. We find that if we don't obey God, we are cutting our own throat, so to speak. We're casting ourselves into hell, and we're casting ourselves into the net of Satan itself. And James tells us, you know, that sin will produce death. We're told that time and time again. And we're told that even the angels believe, the demons believe. They aren't angels any longer because they were cast out of heaven and because they rebelled against the God. The title of angels is taken away from them and they're called demons. Today, they're the ones that will hound you, and they will try and put evil thoughts into your mind, and they will try and control you to the point that you don't want to think about God or anything in eternity. You only want to think about today's world and what you can get out of it. That's what Satan wants. He's the father of lies, and he's the father of the liars. You see, Jesus said, either you follow me or you follow Satan. You see, there is no middle of the road. And so this man, when he was called before the Sanhedrin, and they said, "Tell us again." They said, "You were born in sin." And to them, because he was blind from birth, he was sinful from birth. And yet David says, "In my mother's womb, when I was conceived in sin." So we see we were sinners from the very beginning. We were sinners from the very beginning, even before we could think or say or talk. We were sinful human beings. Our righteousness is not the righteousness of God, and our thoughts are not as high as God's thoughts, for they are higher than ours, and his righteousness is much higher than our righteousness. You see, Jesus in chapter 16 of John, he tells about the parables, and the disciples say, "Lord, you've talked to us in parables and figurative speech. Why don't you talk plainly?" So Jesus tells them, "I'm going away. I'm going to be crucified, and I'm going to die for the sins of the world to reconcile everyone back to God, and I'll draw all people to me. And in me, they can have eternal life. They cannot come unto God the Father except through me." And the disciple says, "Now you're speaking plainly, and we understand what you're saying." And so Jesus goes on and explains to them why he must die. And of course, he gives them communion, the Last Supper. And we've talked about that at different times too. We see this man now brought before the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin refuses to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, as a Son of the living God, even though he was proclaimed, and even though he had told them and explained to them himself that he was the Son of God, they would not listen. And Jesus says, "I am a witness to myself, and my Father is a witness to me that I have been sent here by him." And they would not listen. But they says, "We don't know where he come from." And this man is saying, "It's so strange to you that you can't understand where he came from because he opened my eyes. I was blind from birth. And I can tell you that if you can show me a man that's a sinful man and can open my eyes, then I might believe you. But because you can't, only God's will opened my eyes, he says. Only God's will. This man has to be from God. This man has to be of God because he opened my eyes. Hey, there's no place in Scripture that this has ever happened. And the Sanhedrin and the rulers who had been taught, who had went to school, who had learned, and who had been lovers of money, it tells them, and lovers of good, and they were wanted to be seen and be acknowledged by people, but they weren't having their hearts and lives with Christ, but they wanted the praise of man today. And so this man is telling them, I can't understand why you can't do it. You know only those that worship God and does God's will God answer and hear their prayers. And this man has opened my eyes. So what did they do? They excommunicated him from the church. We don't want you in here. We don't want you telling us how to run our church. We don't want you telling us how to run our lives. We don't want you telling us what we have to believe. We don't want you to tell us to come out of the darkness of this world into the light of Christ. That Christ will not only expose the darkness in our lives, but he will give us the light of light and help us to live in that light, that we can live for him and glorify him forever. And you don't tell us that, these guys are telling this man. So they kick him out. Jesus finds him. And now you notice he says, do you believe in God, Son of God? And he says, who is he? And Jesus says, you're speaking to him. Remember the story of the woman at the well, how the woman come and Jesus asked her for a drink. And he told her all about his life. You've had four husbands and the one you're living with is not your husband. And she went back in to town and told all the people. And they says, we got to see this. So they come out and they see Christ at the well. And Christ stays there 2 days, and after those 2 days, they tell the woman, we believe because we have heard it ourselves. But even more than that they don't say, they says, if you hadn't come back in and told us, we'd have never went out there. But she went in and told them, even though she was a woman of ill repute, if you want to call it that, or one which you probably wouldn't trust, yet their curiosity had to find out, and they went to Christ. Think of the people in heaven today, because that woman went back into town and told these people about this man who was at the well waiting to show them the way into heaven. He's waiting for us too today. He's waiting for us to come to him, to call upon him. And we say, Lord, I do have you as my Lord and Savior. But Jesus is saying, I want to teach you. I want to help you step out of your comfort zone and tell those around you. Tell those you come in contact with, to let people see your life and see the glory of God shining out through it, shining out in such a way they'll want to know, what is it you got? I want what you got. And you can tell them, I have Jesus, the Son of the living God, living in my heart. Many people will say, I've had him in my heart since I was a little child. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, those that are whole don't need a physician, but those that are sick. Those that have sin in their life, those that are walking in sin, they have to be shown that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. They have to be convinced sometimes. And they look at us as Christians and don't think for a minute that as a Christian that a non-Christian isn't looking at you, because they are. And they're watching you, waiting for you to make a mistake or waiting for you to say something that you shouldn't be saying, are waiting for you to act in a way that's not Christ-like. And then they'll pounce all over you. And some of them will say, I seen you do this, or I heard you say this. And so many times we don't have a reason for it. But we have refused to let God rule completely in our life. If we have Christ ruling and the Holy Spirit living in us, we know that our hearts and our minds are on Christ. We will know and we can rely that Jesus will help us overcome sin, and Satan will flee from us as we draw nearer and nearer to God. And as we draw nearer and nearer to God, he draws nearer and nearer to us. And Satan will come, but he cannot touch us because we have not only the Holy Spirit living in us, we have the Spirit of God protecting us and keeping us, helping us to step out of our comfort zones, not only to speak, but to live in such a way that people see Christ in us and they will glorify Jesus Christ because he is the Son of the living God. We don't understand all of God's mysteries, as Paul says, but they are not foolishness to us. You see, Peter tells us, he says, God is not slack, as some people count slackness, but he is long-suffering to those who are not saved, that they would have a chance to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And in that long-suffering, sometimes we see people live much longer than we thought they would live because of their sinful life that they openly are living. Yet we know that God's mercy and his grace is giving them every chance in the world to accept Jesus Christ. And maybe that person is waiting for you or for me to ask them to accept Jesus, to ask them if they want peace in their heart and in their life, to ask them if they're willing to change their life and live for the Lord. Jesus says, come unto me, take my burden upon you. It is light, my yoke is light, my burden is light, and I will teach you. And we can find, then we can live for Christ, not only today, but forever. We will have rewards, and we will pull the people out of the fire and into God's eternal resting place, pulling them away from the devil and bringing them into the kingdom of God. This is what God wants us to do. And this is what happened to that blind man. He was willing not only to praise God, but he was willing to let people know that it is done by God's will that he was healed, that it was God's will and through the Son of God that he received his sight. You are not blind from birth physically because of sin, but we're all blind by sin because we're in a sinful generation and in a sinful world. And as David said, in my mother's womb, when I was conceived in sin. You see, sin is upon us, but we can accept Jesus Christ as our Lord not only accepting him as our Lord, but asking him then to help us live for him in such a way that people seeing him in us will glorify God, and we can tell them, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes unto God the Father but by him. And we will find that the mysteries of God will be revealed to us as we read, pray, and walk with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would be with us now. Watch over us and keep us. Help us to serve you. Help us to do your will. And Lord, as we go forward, that we would not only do your will, but people would see you in us and glorify you. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.